Hello everyone, and welcome back.
Today's topic is all about metacognition and self-paced practice, essentially giving students more control over their learning while ensuring it's meaningful and effective. It's a big topic, James, but such an important one.
Absolutely. Metacognition, thinking about one's thinking, is such a game changer for students. It's like giving them a roadmap for how to learn better. And when you pair that with self-paced practice, you're really enabling what's called student agency.
Right. Student agency is all about students taking ownership of their learning. Picture this, a high school student sitting at their desk, working confidently on a learning plan Google document. They've got clear headings, visuals showing their progress like a master rate bar and error patterns, and even a sticky note reminding them to act on feedback. It's such a proactive approach.
I love that image. It's calm, intentional, and shows the student taking real responsibility. But to make this work, we need to give students the right tools and guidance. For example, a simple learning plan template can help. It could include things like their target skill, current level, two practice activities, one for review and one for a challenge, and a goal for their next checkpoint.
Yes, and the beauty of this approach is its simplicity. Students can log their practice time and strategies in something as straightforward as a private Google Doc or an LMS journal. It's not about overcomplicating things, it's about creating clarity and focus.
Exactly. And we can't forget the importance of teaching students how to use feedback effectively. It's not just about receiving feedback, but acting on it. For instance, if a student gets correction on a specific error, they should know how to adjust their approach or strategy.
That's such a critical point. Feedback is often underutilized because students don't know what to do with it. Mini lessons on using feedback can be a game changer. But James, what about the potential pitfalls here? There are a few we should flag.
Good question. One big mistake is confusing practice with learning. It's tempting to think that just doing something repeatedly will lead to improvement, but it won't unless the practice is deliberate. Mixing tasks, like retrieval, application, and explanation, is essential for deeper learning.
Right, and another trap is over-relying on rewards. Research actually shows that too many rewards can harm intrinsic motivation. Instead, the focus should be on mastery feedback and small but authentic outcomes. Those natural successes are far more motivating.
And let's not forget tech hype. It's easy to get dazzled by the latest tools, but they only work if they're tied to clear learning goals and sound formative assessment practices. Teacher judgment is still key.
Absolutely. And one last thing to watch out for, data overload. It's tempting to track everything, but it's much more effective to focus on a few key metrics. Things like mastery rate for skills, time on task, and error patterns are usually enough to guide progress.
That's a great point. Speaking of teachers, let's shift gears a bit. Lisa, how can teachers prepare themselves to launch a personalized EdTech lesson effectively?
Well, a good starting point is having a quick diagnostic ready. Teachers need to know where their students are before diving in. Once they have that, they can group students flexibly and plan a short reteach mini lesson for those who need it.
And creating playlists is another great step. You could have two or three clearly labeled options, one for remedial work, one for on-level practice, and one for extension activities. That way, every student has something tailored to their needs.
Exactly. Teachers can also set up quick formative checks using tools they're comfortable with. It could be a platform like Google Classroom or even simple reflection prompts. These little check-ins help students practice metacognition and keep them on track.
I also love the idea of scheduling short teacher check-ins for students flagged by analytics. It keeps the human touch in a tech-driven approach, which is so important.
Definitely. And let's not forget accessibility. Teachers should prepare offline options for students without devices and ensure materials are accessible, for example, using captions, large print, or audio formats. Inclusivity is key.
It really is. Now, before we wrap up, let's talk briefly about professional development. Lisa, where can teachers start if they want to improve their use of EdTech?
Well, starting with free resources is always a good idea. Platforms like Khan Academy, OER Commons, and PHET offer high-quality, open educational resources. Teachers can also join online communities like Reddit's iTeachers or subject area Slack groups to share ideas and strategies.
And once they've explored those resources, they can try small experiments in their classroom. For instance, run one class with personalized playlists and another with whole class pacing, then compare the results. It's a great way to see what works.
Exactly. Teachers can also build a personal development plan. Pick one new tool, pilot it for a unit, and then reflect and iterate. It's all about gradual, meaningful integration.
And to make it even easier, there are so many tools available. For diagnostics, you've got Google Forms or Microsoft Forms. For adaptive practice, there's Khan Academy and IXL. And for engagement, tools like Kahoot and Quizizz are fantastic.
The key takeaway here is that EdTech is most powerful when it amplifies the teacher's ability to know each learner and respond quickly. Start small, add one diagnostic, create two playlists, and run a short reteach rotation. Measure things like dispersion and student confidence, not just averages.
Well said, Lisa. And remember, at the end of the day, it's about combining the power of technology with the irreplaceable human connection teachers bring to the classroom. That's what builds competence, self-esteem, and lifelong learning habits.
Absolutely. Thanks for joining us today, everyone. We hope you found this discussion helpful and inspiring. Until next time, keep learning and keep teaching.